This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 05, 2026. African startups have crossed $1.3 billion in funding this year, but the mix has flipped to debt, with e-mobility and stablecoins gaining traction as classic venture equity retreats. This debt-driven funding trend is consistent with our read at Tech Cocoon that credit facilities, not equity rounds, are increasingly the financing event that matters, as they signal underlying health and provide necessary working capital. For builders and operators, this means that debt financing could be a more viable option, but it also implies that they need to be prepared to manage their debt obligations and cash flows carefully. What does this shift in funding mean for the continent's ability to negotiate with global players, particularly in the context of satellite internet, where a new report warns that fragmented licensing could cost African governments billions in revenue leakage and lost bargaining power? The report highlights the need for coordinated regulatory efforts to prevent a loss of revenue and bargaining power, which is a key concern for investors and operators in the telecom sector. As we've argued before, fragmentation is the continent's quiet tax, and this story is a prime example of how it can have significant financial implications. In a related development, South Africa's Aeons Ventures has closed a $6.1 million seed fund to back early-stage founders, which could provide a much-needed boost to the region's startup ecosystem. However, for this investment to yield returns, the fund's managers will need to navigate the complex regulatory landscape and identify opportunities that can scale across multiple markets, which is a challenging task given the continent's fragmentation. This raises the question of which markets will allow data centers to self-generate and sell surplus to the grid, and how this could impact the compute industry. Nigeria's BeFree has closed an AfricInvest-led growth round to scale its AI platform for buying and recovering non-performing loans, which could help address the issue of bad loans in African markets. However, the use of AI in this context also raises questions about data protection and enforcement, particularly in light of the continent's converging data protection regimes. As we've seen before, the gap between a law existing and a regulator funded enough to enforce it is where actual corporate behavior lives, and this is an area that investors and operators need to watch closely. Yesterday, we talked about the collapse of livestock wealth, and this story is another reminder that regulatory compliance is a critical cost line for businesses in Africa, and that companies need to be prepared to navigate this complex landscape to succeed. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaiza.